I bet I think it's cause I remember for the first time since I hated you that I used to love you. And I don't know why I cry, but I think it's cause I remember for the first time since I hated you.
Welcome to Gay XYZ, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, What's going on?
I love that song.
That was Christian's suggestion. Yeah, that's a good song. I haven't heard it yet. Good song.
Who is that?
Gwen Stefani.
Great song. She actually, earlier in the year, in the spring, she put out two singles, Baby Don't Lie and Spark the Fire, and both of them kind of... I don't want to say flopped, but they failed as far as, like, when Gwen Stefani comes out, she, like, comes out. Mm-hmm. So she stepped back a little bit. She said that she scrapped that entire project, and she wanted to start making more intimate music, something she was more involved in. She said on the album that she was making before, she wasn't really involved. Producers were doing it, and she just felt like that's why it wasn't successful, because it wasn't genuine. So that's the first single from the new record, and I can't wait to hear it. So
yeah, I've loved her ever since the 90s when I actually listened to her. Of course, Don't Speak, you know. love that album. What was the name of that album? It was something about a web. No. Spiderweb? No. I can't remember the name of the album, but no, Tragic Kingdom was the name of the album.
Yeah,
that was a really
good album. That album came out when I was like in middle school.
Yes, and I was in college anyway. so it was a great time, and I still love her. I think she's an incredibly talented woman. And didn't she just break up with her husband or something?
Yeah, they just filed for divorce a couple months ago. So a broken heart, I think, will equal an amazing Gwen Stefani album. But don't you ever notice, like, when pop stars go through a divorce, they always, like, get right on the album tour train?
Well, don't you know that art is pain? Art is pain. So yes, I do get it. It's so true. Well, that's cool. Thanks for recommending that. That's a great song. Tuesday. What is today? Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. And you're here with Donovan and Jason and Christian as we come to you from the Gay XYZ show here in Dallas, Texas. We thank you for listening live or listening in the archives. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. Tonight we're talking about lots of stuff, so let's just get right on it. Quickly, let's address the main question you wanted to discuss. You want to throw that out there, Christian?
So our main topic tonight, we're talking about things that we would have told ourselves 10 years, our 10-year-old selves ago. Does that make sense? 10 years ago, about things that we know now.
10 years ago, okay.
You know, and especially, Donovan, you know, as you get older, 10 years flies by.
Yes, but I know.
you know, I'm kind of just now hitting my first, like, real 10-year, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That I'm like, wow, that was 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, 10 years ago, I was 12. So, you know, obviously a lot changes. But yeah, I just wanted to hear, you know, I'm kind of in this phase of my life right now where I'm learning and I'm going through relationships and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm on my career path and, you know, I'm learning new things about myself every day. I want to know, you know, what advice can I take from you guys? You know, I'm a sponge. So what would you tell yourself, your 10 years ago self that you know now?
Jason? If you could know 10 years ago what you know now, what would that be? You have no idea. Have you learned anything in the past 10 years?
I don't want to be a downer, but I mean...
No, but like, what are the things that you've learned from, that you've grown?
Why would it be a downer? Tell us what you're thinking.
I don't know. Well, if I could tell myself... You know, 10 years ago compared to now, whatever the case may be, discrimination and modern day racism is alive and well.
Yes.
So
you're saying 10 years ago, you didn't think that was the case?
I didn't think Well, when it comes to that and like corporate America and that type of thing, I didn't think that it would be an issue.
Yeah.
But now with me being older and working and, you know, that type of thing, it happens and it exists. So that would be one of the things. And the other thing would be that I guess the other one would be also that when it comes to relationships, I guess, mm-hmm. that, you know, don't jump so quick over a guy, because I did that quite a bit when I was like 10 years ago, which for me would be what, 22?
Yeah, that's typical for 22 year olds.
So I mean people would always, you know, move to a different state because of men, and, you know, be like, oh, you know, we're getting together. I've learned that don't be so quick to jump up and do something for a man, because 6 months from now they might even be in the fucking picture.
That's very true.
Those are two things I would say: modern day racism and discrimination, and not to be so up to jump up and do something for a man that you barely know.
What about you, Christian? You were 12 years old.
Yeah, I was 12 years old, so I had a lot to learn. Wow. I would tell myself that it gets better. I would tell myself that a lot was going to change. 12 years ago, I was living in a very small town in Oklahoma, and I don't think I had started to have, like, gay feelings yet. I don't think I started getting those feelings until I was, like, 14.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had gay tendencies. I remember when I was 12, the Lindsay Lohan CD came out.
Yeah.
A little more personal, and I was a big fan of that. Also, that was around the time, like, High School Musical had come out, so I was a big fan of that. But yeah, I would tell myself that it gets better, it's okay, and that you're going to do something really awesome.
Well, good. That's good advice as well.
I would just tell myself, like, to stay positive and, follow your dreams. That's what I would tell myself.
Well, that's very good
advice. It doesn't matter what happens in small town Oklahoma at all.
That's probably true. Excuse me, sorry. For me, I would, I was 30 years old. I just turned 30, and I don't know. I'm not trying to sound like braggy, but I was pretty well matured by 30. So you guys were like young, you know? So it's a little different, but I would say.
But that's the beauty of the show, is that you're getting so many different
perspectives. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I would have said to myself 10 years ago, I would have said, that's before I met my husband. So I would say, just wait. He's there. He's coming. Just be patient. Also that love is not the end all be all of life. I mean, a lot of times when you're younger, you think that that's everything, that solves all your problems. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, love's all I need, and that love's all the world needs, whatever. But really, love is just sort of a stepping stone to the rest of you. If you yourself have to be complete before you can really come with someone else. And that's very trite, but it's very true. And so I tell myself that. And also I would say, just don't give a fuck. I mean, nothing really fucking matters in the end. All that really matters about life is what you do with it, what you do with your life, how you choose to live it is up to you. Don't give a fuck about what somebody else thinks about you. Just be you and do you. And that's plenty. And you're fabulous the way you are.
So that kind of sounds like what I would tell 12-year-old Christian. So I'll just keep with my advice.
Yeah. And I think the older you get, as you said, you know, 10 years ago, it's like you can look back now, it was 10 years ago. And the older you get, the faster it goes, and you're going to be like 40 in no time. So make the best of it, guys. Make the best of it now. Anyway.
It's actually interesting that you say the thing about relationships and being a whole. I really want to read Whoopi Goldberg's new book called If Somebody Tells You That You Complete Me, Run. Because I would have never thought about that. But the more that I've kind of thought about it, it's true. That was the biggest, one of the biggest issues in my past relationship, my 4-year-long relationship, was that I hate to say it, but kind of a whole being, you know, I was career driven, ambitious, you know, I had a lot going for me, I have a big personality, and he was not so much those things. So you know, in that way we really clashed. Mm-hmm. So now I know that I want another person that has their own thing going for them, that is successful, that,
right,
you know,
is rocking. That's what it's all about.
Proud of.
That's what it's all about. Dating is all about finding out what you want. It's trying people on to see if they fit. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And like Jason said, the problem with that is people will jump into relationships. Oh, you fit just fine. You feel real comfortable. So I'm gonna get married to you, or I'm gonna get in a long-term relationship with you or whatever. I'm gonna commit right now. When, like he said, 6 months later, it's a completely different person sometimes. So
then I'd even in the picture 6 months from now. They could have broken up 4 months after they got together.
Exactly. That too. And that's the thing I'm saying also, is that don't lay all of your freaking – put all your eggs in one basket until you're sure that's the basket you want. And also – that sounds bad. Anyway, also be sure that when you pick somebody, that you're picking them for the right reasons. You know, you're not – don't expect someone else to complete you, as he was saying, and don't expect someone else's – or relationship with someone else to be – everything. You have to be full in yourself and fulfilled. Otherwise, you're going to fucking fail. So that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So that's life. Anyway.
You can't rely on somebody else for your own personal happiness.
Or your happiness. No, it's all up to you. It really is. And God, I could name so many Madonna songs right now. They're all about that exact topic. But anyway. Oh, Secret's one of them. Secret. Okay. Secret. Listen to that song. All right. So, first of all, I want to say that I tried to watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I really tried. I got through the first half of the first episode. I was so fucking bored the whole show.
Second season or the first season?
The first season. You told me to watch it from the beginning. And I was like, who are these people? I don't like these people. I'm sorry, no. I did not like it. Sorry. It just was not for me. I'm an old fuddy-duddy or whatever.
This season, for everybody that is keeping up with it, for our ratchet listener, there are two gay characters on the show, which is the first time in Love and Hip Hop history, which has caused quite a bit of controversy, just because the hip hop community is known to be a bit homophobic.
Just a little.
So on and so forth. So they have these two characters, their new characters this year, and one of them is openly gay. And then the other one, his name is Milan, and then the other one's name is Miles, a.k.a. Ciroc, that's his rapper name. And he is a bisexual man, and he's been living his life in the closet. Now, him and Milan are really good friends, and they've started a relationship in which they're now living together. Only problem is, Miles still has connections to his high school sweetheart, who's a female. Her name is Amber, and they kind of have an on again, off again relationship, and she wants to be on again. So over the course through this season, the last 7 or 8 episodes, we've kind of see him battle this internal struggle of, do I come out? Do I stay in the closet? You know, is my career going to be over? But I love this man. Right. And then of course, Milan, his boyfriend, is obviously pushing him out of the closet, wants to, you know, share their love with everybody and scream from the mountaintops how much they love each other. And, Milan and Miles, they've kind of, this is their biggest rift in their relationship. To give you a little backstory on Miles used to be a youth minister. He comes from a very religious family. So you can only imagine, he's 27 years old, you can only imagine the kind of angst that is building up inside of him from the fear of coming out.
Right.
So it's been a journey the last few episodes watching him kind of face his battle. And this last week, on last night's episode, he finally came out to Amber, who's the first person that he wanted to come out to in a therapy session, and this poor girl lost her damn mind. She was uncontrolled, like sobbing, and you know what I mean. Just
well, lost. What do the other characters think about these gay people?
The other characters aren't actually involved with them. They're kind of their own side plot.
Yeah, the other cast members saying there's feedback for some reason. The other cast members are saying that they didn't want to film with someone in the same scene with someone who happens to be gay, which is the dumbest shit ever.
The guys or the girls or both?
No, the other cast members. But
no, I mean, were they men or women or both?
Men, like Soulja men. Boy.
Okay, like Soulja Boy, Omarion, that type of thing. The only people that's really willing to film with them is Hazel. Mm-hmm. And
Hazel's the one that got them on the show. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
So Hazel and Lauren, those are the only two that really film with them.
Mm-hmm. But it is interesting from a viewer's perspective. To me, and it may just be because I'm a gay person, it's the most interesting storyline on the show. Because the other ones, we go through the same thing. The rapper's super famous, and they have all these side chicks, and the girlfriend's mad, and then all the girls are fighting with each other because they used to be dating him, and now they're not. So it's just nice to have a real story. You know what I mean?
For once.
For once. So, you know, to see Amber go through this and the heartbreak, you know, she said she still loves him, but of course this is a big pill for her to swallow. It's a big gay topic this week just because it is kind of a big milestone for Love and Hip Hop. So I applaud them for doing that. They also launched a new campaign called Out in Hip Hop, which is motivating people that, you know, maybe scared to come out or suicidal, depressed, anything like that. It's giving them a platform to speak with somebody just to help them out. So I think it's a great thing that's kind of come out of all this ratchetness that we know to be Love and Hip Hop in Hollywood. So,
well, yeah. I don't know if that's, you think they're doing that for ratings, or you think it's just a natural evolution of the show?
I think everything they do on that show is for ratings, because I'm sure you noticed it's very staged. But I do think that the Mona Scott, who's the creator of the show, she's known for kind of pushing the boundaries and staying on edge of like what's current on television. And I don't think I've ever seen a storyline like this on reality TV.
Well, me neither.
That's good. Well, especially like you said, for the hip hop community and all of that, it's kind of a new thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And you know, gay people are everywhere in the hip hop community as well. I mean, wasn't there a hip hop artist that came out not too long ago?
Okay. No, but Frank Ocean, he's an R&B singer. He's known to be gay, even though he doesn't really publicly claim
it. It wasn't Frank Ocean. That was another guy who was actually a hip-hop dude, and he actually was gay. I don't know. It was around the same time as Frank Ocean, but I don't remember his name or anything.
I think his name is Caution.
Maybe.
He's a gay rapper, and yeah,
so, but he, but I mean, does do people know who that guy is, or is he just
I don't know who that is.
No,
okay, because
no.
I didn't know who he was either. But whatever. The point is, it's good that they're evolving the show, I guess, if you're into that show, and they actually are making it.
Donovan's like, I could not
more realistic or more real. Like you said, it's the first real storyline they've really had, so that's awesome.
But the show is entertaining, though. Besides that, I mean, the show is entertaining. It's like so a guilty pleasure. It's ratchet and
I think that's what I couldn't get over. It's like, for me, when I watch people on TV most of the time, I have to have something I can relate to, and I could not relate to anything about these people. Nothing.
See, Donovan's an uppity bitch.
I am an uppity bitch, and I'm sorry. It's just who I am.
There's some uppity bitches on the show. Miss Nikki Baby, she's pretty uppity.
I'm just saying that these are not people I would ever like know or hang out with, because I have nothing in common with them. That's all I mean.
Okay, sidebar. Pause for a moment.
Yes.
The app Spreaker.
Yeah.
People want to know if they can listen live on Spreaker to the show.
Right now. We're live on Spreaker right now.
How do they listen to it? They're saying that they...
Just get the app.
Download the app, but they're saying that they don't know what to do now.
It's under Gay XYZ or Off Limits Show, I'm not sure. If they want to go online to do it, they just go to Spreaker.com and search for Gay XYZ. And you'll find the show. We're live right now. Actually, I just posted the link to the show.
They do it off of their phone, so that's what I'm asking.
Well, on their phone, then you go to search for...
You go to the website, gayxyz.com, and click Listen Live.
You can do it there, too, yes. Gayxyz.com and click on Listen Live on their phone. But on their phone, if they have a Spreaker app, you can go to just search for Off Limits Show at the top, and it'll find GayXYZ playing right now at the very top. Push play. That's how you listen, okay? Anyway, we probably should have explained that before. It's cool. And by the way, if you're listening to the show and there's some sort of the audio is not perfect, that's because the first time we're using this method. So if it doesn't work, we'll fix it the next time. But anyway, we're doing the best we can. So the next thing I wanted to talk about, or you wanted to talk about rather, was Lamar Odom's breakdown.
Yeah, over the weekend, You know, it was all over the news about Lamar Odom's weekend binge at the Bunny Ranch or whatever. They found cocaine in his system, herbal Viagras, so on and so forth. Well, just an update. Khloe Kardashian did release a statement this afternoon saying that, you know, thank you for the support for everybody. They've now moved him to a Los Angeles hospital so he can get the best care. That he's made huge strides, and it's rumored that he is, like, starting to walk a little bit. So, you know, to be completely honest, when I initially heard about the story and I heard that he was brain dead, I was like, oh, they're just going to wait until the whole family's there, and then that's going to be it. But, you know, Khloe Kardashian, since they are still legally married, she has the say on whether or not to pull the plug.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So it's
but see, here's the thing, though.
So is he, like, in a coma?
He was in a coma, and he was in ICU, but now they're saying that he's awoken, he's been able to speak a little bit, and now there's rumors that he's starting to walk. So I'm assuming that he's up, he's able. I'm sure they flushed his system 10 times over.
What caused his... Was this a suicide attempt, or was it just an overdose?
No, he was just... he just overdosed.
Okay, all right. All
so
right.
Here's my thing with that. So they were saying when this report initially came out, they were saying that that he was brain dead, right? Then a few days later, they was like, "Oh, he's texting and talking and that type of thing." I was like, "Wait a minute now." I was like, "I thought that when you were brain dead, that was pretty much like the end of the road."
Well, it then, is.
The end of the road. I was like, "Is the media was just trying to say something just to?" Get clicks.
I don't know, because
I was thinking to myself, like, if he was in a coma, then, you know, that's one thing. But they was like, he's brain dead. Oh, he's brain dead. He's brain. They even had a story which turned out to be fake that said he had passed away Saturday morning. But I was just like, and then all of a sudden they was like, oh, he's texting everything. I was like, well, if that was the case, then he was never brain dead to begin with. He was in a coma. Not brain dead, people.
Okay.
All right, come on, mass media.
Well, I mean, you know how they are, but I mean, I don't really give a fuck about Lamar Odom personally, but whatever. I mean, I'm sorry the guy overdosed because I don't want anybody to die, but especially from something like that, from being addicted to drugs or whatever. But I mean, you know, whatever.
I think it's interesting that Khloe has kind of like whisked to his side.
Well, she loves him.
Of course. I mean, and especially if it's your ex-husband.
Well, I think because initially what happened between them was he cheated on her, right?
Yeah, he has a long history of drug use and it was an alleged cheatation situation.
Wendy Williams.
So,
Okay. Well, my point was, I guess, you know, she loves him still and she's still in love with him. Even once you love somebody, you always love him. A part of you does. So that's cool. It's cool that she's being that way. That's nice of her.
I hope I find that part of myself.
You will someday. It's in there somewhere, right. Christian. Somewhere deep.
Yeah, down. I'm having a hard time loving some people.
Jason, Oprah signs with Weight Watchers.
Yes, so Oprah signs, I guess she teams up with Weight Watchers.
When did this happen? Recently? Just like today?
This happened over the weekend.
Wow.
And she has signed a deal with Weight Watchers. And she has made $45 million off the deal.
That bitch didn't need any money. What the hell? She didn't need any money.
So, congratulations to Oprah.
I guess she has to pay. Like a, she has to pay. Like a, somehow she has to keep the O network running. I guess that's what she's using the money for. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I like the O network.
I do too, but it doesn't do very well. But
anyway. I know, but I love watching Iyanla Fix My Life. Watching that.
Well, so
when I watch that show, it makes me feel so better about my own life.
Oprah's struggled with her weight all of her life, like forever, obviously. And she's been up, she's been down. Remember the whole thing when she had the fat she pulled out in the wagon? Or were you guys too young in the 90s? You're probably too young.
No, I remember that.
Okay. Yeah, she lost all that weight. She was like super, super skinny, and she pulled that fat out, and that was such a big mistake. But you know, you have to – I think the truth is, I mean, Weight Watchers is good, they say, because it makes you eat like reasonably, and it's not like a drastic weight loss program.
Yeah, so, it teaches you how to eat.
Right. Most people actually stay on it.
Control.
Yeah. And most people stay on it instead of just like, you know, trying whatever fad diet it might be, but whatever. Have you ever been on Weight Watchers before?
I actually thought about doing it mainly because I want to work on portion control when I eat, because I know when I eat, I tend to get large portions, and then I eat until I'm full, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
So I mainly want to do it for that. Well, I mean, plus losing weight isn't bad either, but that's mainly what I wanted to do it
for.
Well,
I don't know. I think it would be, if I were to do a weight loss program like that, it would probably be Weight Watchers, because it's the one that everybody says, I mean, not everybody, but most people say that that works. I mean, I never hear people say it's like, you know, like Atkins or whatever, and you just like lose the weight and you gain it all back in 10 pounds plus. You know, it's always people like, yeah, Weight Watchers is great. It's the way I live my life now. It's a lifestyle, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is she going to also work out, or is she just going to diet? You know what I mean?
No, she works out too.
You're doing what, yoga?
No, she walks on a treadmill. She walks.
Oh, she still exercises. Does all that? Okay.
Yeah.
She, it doesn't show, but okay, whatever. I mean, it doesn't show on me either. I do that shit too, so I understand, but anyway.
I think it comes with age.
I know. And that's the thing I was going to tell y'all about the whole weight loss thing. You guys have the advantage because y'all are younger by 10 plus years. So you guys are lucky. The older you get, if you're going to lose weight, this is the time to lose it now.
Yeah.
Do not wait. Because I was skinny, and then I got a trainer, and I was really, really fit, and then I got fat. And so it's just like, so you either have to stay on it or not. But when you're old, it's hard to keep it off. So stay.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm like 22 years old, and I'm like scared of saggy skin.
Well, you better get on the ball.
I know.
Because it ain't going to stay that way all your life.
Also, I want to shout out, just pause for a quick moment. I want to shout out a new listener. Her name is Kat.
Hi, Kat.
She's listening on Spreaker. She just downloaded the app, and she's listening to us. So
woohoo! Somebody managed to find
us. I want to say hello.
It.
So say hello to Kat. She's listening, and hopefully she'll continue.
Cat, are you like hot like a cat and like sexual and like sensual and like the cat lady? Anyway, hi, Cat.
She lives in Minnesota, so
Minnesota. I've never been to Minnesota.
She's from South Carolina, but she lives in Minnesota.
Oh,
now.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I think South Carolina is probably a lot better than Minnesota, personally, but I don't know. I've never been there.
I would say it's. I've been to Minnesota. But it's very cold. Yeah.
They have the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Oh, well, then, okay. Then.
Malone, I got you, just, Kat. I got you, girl.
That's just it. Okay. So something about Janet Jackson's company.
Janet Jackson's entertainment company, Rhythm Nation.
Yes.
Is, obviously, it's like they have like copyright and legal, blah, 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 blah. Well, they're shutting down everybody that has an Instagram account that's posting videos from the concert, shutting them down,
big
closing their accounts.
Mistake. Huge.
Are you serious?
That's
girl,
stupid.
It's not that serious.
It's also stupid. You cannot, in this day and age, it's not possible to control that type of video anymore. You have to actually fucking, like, confiscate that shit like a Nazi or something if you want, like she's doing, I guess, to try to combat it, because everybody has a fucking phone. And also, I think it's bad for her fans. I mean, it's not goodwill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it says bad things about her company. I don't know if she's doing it or her company, but I think it's a big mistake, don't y'all?
What's a copyright thing? But still,
no, I know
that's
that.
The fun of going to concerts.
I mean,
you know,
even Madonna.
But
even Madonna. Everybody's posting her shit all over the fucking internet on Facebook.
And I get
and
it. I get it. You want your show to be a surprise, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but
you need to worry about YouTube first. And then it's kind of a twofold for me, because when we go to the theater, we don't have our phones out. When we go see a comedian, we don't have our phones out.
Well, most shows that I go to, most concerts I've been to, they do not allow you to have your phone to record it. But somebody as big as Madonna says, fine, I don't give a fuck, do it. And she doesn't do all this controlling shit, and Janet Jackson's doing it. I think it's just a bad thing. I think ultimately it's a losing battle, personally. I think it's bad.
For me, to be honest, for me, and I'm a millennial person, if I was on Instagram and I saw a really cool video, like of like one of the biggest moments from the show with like fireworks and like smoke – and it was like, we are a part of the rhythm, and it was like, you know, all this theatrics. If I saw it on Instagram, I'd be like, fuck, I have to go to that fucking concert, right? It's like, yes, marketing.
It is promotion, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you completely. That's so true.
So now I'm officially not going.
Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry. Well, I'm still going to see Madonna, of course, anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to go see Madonna in Oklahoma.
She first released her dates, you know, there was nothing near me. And so I'm going to fucking Atlanta to see her. And I've never been to Atlanta, by the way, but it's my first time there. But so now she's opened dates near us, like in Houston and I guess Oklahoma.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, Tulsa, yeah.
She pisses me off anyway. So, Raven Simone and her girlfriend split. Really?
Yes. There's a report out saying that Raven Simone and her girlfriend, I believe her first name is pronounced as Marie. They purportedly split.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure it's because with all the stuff that's with the shit that's going on with Raven Simone and the shit that she's saying, I'm pretty sure her girlfriend is like,
"Oh, I'm outie,
bitch. You are doing the most."
I'm sure it's not the thing she's saying. A lot of times when stars are in relationships, and especially if they're stars that have kind of like been out of the scene for a while, and then they get back in the scene and their star arises again, and Raven is in the media every week for something.
Well, she's on the show, so yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, she's constantly causing controversy. Mm-hmm. So when you're now, that shift is changing your relationship, and now this person is traveling more, they're working more, they're constantly in the media. I mean, of course,
yeah.
You know,
so
well, I mean, aren't you guys still a little confused about her sexuality? Is she bisexual, queer, gay?
She's gay. She just doesn't want to put a fucking label on it.
I could really care less at this point what she is.
I know you don't care. I'm just trying to figure out what she is.
I think she's gay.
Yeah.
I'm positive. She's like Queen Latifah gay.
Oh, okay. That's pretty gay. and what the hell happened with Ann Coulter putting her in her place? You're talking about, what's that about?
Oh, yeah. So there was,
by the way, I detest Ann Coulter. She's evil, but go ahead.
Everybody. So there was Ann Coulter was on The View, I want to say later part of last week, and Ann Coulter was promoting a book that she had written, and Raven asked her a question about, you know, well, she was like, well, you know, my parents said if you have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And then at first I was like, look at who's calling the kettle black, for one. And then she was just like, well, you know, what makes you think that, you know, there's a clip going around. I forgot exactly what she said, but I'm paraphrasing.
This is what she said. I got to memorize it at this point. Raven is trying to be slick and insinuate, as children we're taught, if you don't have anything nice to say about somebody, don't say anything at all. Why do you find it important in the Republican community to bash different people? Why can't we just talk about politics and each candidate as what they are and not bash them? That's basically what she's saying.
Yes, and then go ahead.
No, tell the people.
And then Ann Coulter says, she was like, well, why does your opinion even matter? Because she was like, you judge people based on their name, Watermelon Drake. I said, slice, bitch.
Oh, she read her.
She said, I'm like, Raven, she stabbed your ass.
She did.
Face crack in the century, and then she tried to come back with a slick comeback. She knew she didn't have one.
And then Raven just said, "Oh, okay, well, whatever." I said, "That's right, bitch. You can't say shit after that because." And look, I'm the type of person. I really don't care for Ann Coulter either. However, at that particular moment, I was Team Ann Coulter. I was like, "Bitch," I'm like, she sliced the fuck out of you with that. Because yes, I'm just like, sure. I'm like, that's what the fuck you get. I'm like. Yeah, you talk about something. And when she said that, I was like, yes, bitch.
Well,
yes.
Good for her.
What I didn't understand, though, is Ann Coulter said, well, at least I'm talking about politics. That makes it okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, Ann Coulter, though, I think the truth about her is, I really do, and people have said this to me, people who are conservatives talk about her and say, oh, she's a satirist, or satirist, like, what's his face, like Bill Maher. I'm like, no, she's not like Bill Maher. And all she does is talk about the most hideous things like black people should were better off during slavery, and you know, I don't know what the fuck, gay people should all go to an island and shit like that. I mean, the bitch is evil, but I think a lot of the time she does just say shit just to get headlines. I can't imagine someone being as completely fucking devoid of any kind of soul as this woman is.
And see, that same thing I was thinking too, because I agree with you. I think she says all this just to get
sell books.
But then, you know, just a few years ago, she was out in West Hollywood partying up with gay people.
That's the thing I don't understand. There are a lot of gay people I know who love her, and I'm like, and she's so much fun to hang out with, and blah blah blah. But she thinks you're evil.
I've heard the exact same thing. That's like, oh, she's so much fun to be around.
I don't know. I guess I just have higher standards about people I hang out with. I don't know. Yeah, you know,
same.
I'm just saying.
Never.
But yeah, pretty much, Raven. That's what the fuck you get trying to call somebody else, trying to call the kettle black on somebody else when just a few days ago you were talking about how you want to hire somebody named Juana Andrea. Like, bitch, sit the fuck down.
Well, that's the thing about her, though, too, is that she often thinks she's witty and she says these little things, these little snips, and I'm like, whatever. I mean, she's not really that bright to me. I mean, I'm not saying she's dumb.
She's just out of touch with reality.
She's kind of like out there. Yes, she kind of is out there.
And then on top of this, someone on Facebook said, how was she going to say that when she made that particular statement, that particular climb, she had her hair in a red Kool-Aid faux hawk.
I know. And your mama.
With some dark-ass lipstick on. I know. Talking about, you spell your name Simone with a Y, not an I. And my friend was like, bitch, you don't even have a traditional name.
Mm-mm.
So they were just like, how you gonna call somebody else out on it?
Go ahead. What you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, y'all know I love Raven. I've been riding with her.
She's like,
I'm over here riding with my hat down.
Oh god. Okay. Oh yeah, this was such a funny story. About the mom in Target, and she records it over the porn over the intercom system. Oh,
yes, so somewhere in Campbell, California.
Mm-hmm.
In California. I think that's the name of the city that was in, but I know it's in California. Mm-hmm. So there was a lady shopping at Target, and I guess somewhere in the store, someone got on the intercom system and played audio of porn. What was that?
Go ahead.
That just let you know that that's not what it sounded like. Just let you know.
Go ahead.
But no, she was shopping in the store, and I guess they played the audio of some straight porn mm-hmm. over the intercom, and it supposedly went on for like two whole minutes.
Well, at first it went on, and they turned it off, and then they turned it. They kept and it came back on.
Yeah,
and it was on for like 10 minutes or something.
And here's the thing: people got upset and started throwing things out, walked out the store. And then the woman who was recording, they like people ran up and covered her baby's ears. Now, keep this in mind. Her kids are 3 years old.
They have no idea what they're hearing.
They have no idea what the fuck they're listening to. No. Okay? They were like, oh, my kids were so traumatized by the whole situation.
They probably thought it was a bunch of monkeys or cats or I don't know. Something.
I mean, it could have been any. I'm like, they're three. And then I'm just thinking to myself, I was like, here's another situation. Somebody trying to
make something out of nothing.
Make something out of nothing.
Yes.
And then the people that walked out the store, I'm like,
they just uptight.
Did it really affect your shopping experience that
well,
much?
Well, I mean, the thing that they need to realize is it's not like Target was doing it intentionally. It's like, oh, let's play porn today. Obviously, so they had no reason to be mad at Target about it. But it is funny, though. But I was thinking if it had been gay porn they were playing instead of straight porn, that would have blown some other heads off as well. I mean, people would have been really pissed off.
Especially because it's Target.
Especially since it's Target.
Exactly, because the conservatives, they already hate Target.
Exactly.
I just think it's funny. I actually saw the video a couple of days ago, and it's mm-hmm. pretty funny.
It was funny.
I don't know what I would do in that circumstance.
I would just laugh.
I would have laughed and kept shopping.
Almost laughing.
That's what I would have done.
What is going on?
I would have just like Jason said, I would have laughed and kept on going. That's all I would have done. It wouldn't have bothered me, but I'm not a prude, so whatever. Not that it's appropriate or anything. It's not appropriate in public like that, but still. What about the whole thing with, now this was interesting to me, you know, and I heard about this the other day. I was on The View or something. Yeah, The View, they discussed it on The View about T.I. saying he can't vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman and they're hormonal or whatever the fuck he said. Mm-hmm. Now, I know who T.I. is, but why does he think anybody gives a fuck what he says about Hillary Clinton?
Isn't he like a convict or something?
That's what I was saying. I was like,
yes.
I'm like, you are a convicted felon. You can't vote anyway.
But that's his mentality. And this is the mentality. And a lot of African-American men, Hispanic men, a lot of Italian men, a certain machismo in certain cultures, you know, and of course white men too, but I'm saying there's certain machismo that certain cultures have, and in the rap community or whatever, that's very much, it's like, you know, they hate gay people or whatever a lot of times, and so their attitude towards women is often that they are not to be in charge. So does it really surprise you?
Coming from T.I., it does, just because he's married and he has like a boatload of kids.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. He's a boatload of kids. So his wife, he keeps her barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Well, no, I mean, she's not running a country too, but I mean, it's just like,
which is ridiculous, of course.
It's weird hearing that come from him. But yet, I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised.
Just the fact that he is technically like the breadwinner of the family. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tiny, she does stuff too. She's done reality shows and she's done, you know, different things and that type of thing. But I guess ultimately, he's like the breadwinner of the family.
Well, so, I don't like that whole thing though. We don't live in 1956. We're living in 2015.
Yeah.
So, but some people still live like they're living then though. That's what's weird to me.
Yeah, but to kind of play devil's advocate here for a second, he did say in the same thing that's kind of being cut out from different media sources, because women make decisions rationally.
So that's supposed to make it better,
which is
Christian?
Kind of a, no, but that was his no, full sentence. It wasn't just...
I understand, but that doesn't help.
I'm not voting for her because she's a woman.
But that still doesn't make it any better.
That doesn't help at all. That makes it worse. I mean, it's just a horrible thing to say. The man is just chauvinist, period. As a man, you can be a feminist, and I am a feminist. I'm all for women getting equal pay, equal rights, and all that stuff. Because who the fuck cares? Because you have a penis or you have a vagina, you're equally adept at doing whatever somebody else does just because you're a man or a woman. The only thing I think that it matters is if you are in, and I think women should be able to fight in combat in the front line if they want to, but obviously a man is generally going to be stronger than a woman physically and be able to fight people off in hand-to-hand combat, things like that. So in that sense, obviously, just the physical limitations or differences just between men and women, yes. But I mean, in terms of mental capacity, intellectual capacity, earning potential, things like that, no. I think it's perfectly the same thing. So who the fuck cares what T.I. says? I don't. And Hillary Clinton.
And he later came out with an apology.
I know. Like, I read. But that was so forced.
Yeah, I'm like, no one really cares.
It was so forced. And, you know, what else was forced was 22 seasons of America's Next Top Model.
First of all, I didn't even realize this was still on.
Yeah, no, me either.
I know now, earlier when it first premiered, like the first five or six seasons I had watched, because it was hugely, hugely popular back then. But
Do you like Tyra Banks?
She's okay. I know I like her, but I also heard that she has her diva.
She is a biatch. She can be a biatch, yes.
But the thing with that is that I'm not surprised, because I mean, honestly, I saw it coming because no one was really watching this show anymore.
Yeah.
So 22 seasons is a long time to be on a show.
That's like really 11 years. I think they did two a year, right?
I think it's longer than that, but because still, it premiered in May of 2003.
Oh, so, well, yeah. Something like that then. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad it's, you know, that it's been on the air for that long, but...
How do you think have we had any real models come out of that show?
Yeah, there's been a few. I mean, not since, like...
Anybody you can name?
There's one really, really famous one right now, and I'm slipping her name right now, but she's the one that has... I can't remember the name of the disease.
There's,
the
skin color vitiligo. Disease.
Yeah.
Vitiligo.
Yeah, I know who she is.
She's huge.
Yeah, I know who she is. She came from that show? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you also have Eva Marcel. She's on there. She plays on... Born Again Virgin, that comes on TV1, and she also is on House Husbands of Hollywood, that comes on BET. Uh-huh. And she does some other stuff too.
So there's been a couple success stories though.
Yeah, there's been a few. And then you have what was the very first winner? Adrian, I can't think of her name.
Oh, she doesn't count as a success story. well, the one that married the Partridge Family Guy.
I forgot about her.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
She married Christopher Brady. That's why he was on the show. Yeah, but that was his real name. But yeah.
There's been a few. There's been a few that have.
Okay.
I think that show should have ended about two, three.
That reminds me of Project Runway. Do either of you watch that? I would think you would, Christian.
I actually don't currently watch that show.
Oh, okay.
It just.
I've met
many a Project Runway designers.
Me too. And I talked to Jack McEnroth. I did a whole interview with him about it. And he talked about how a lot of it was fake. And people were often chosen towards the beginning of the season that they were going to have as the winner. And they kind of made it happen. You know, they kind of played it out.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. Oh, I was surprised. That's not true. I was surprised only because... I know it's television and you need to kind of mold the story in some fashion, but you don't have to actually pick the winner. And you know what I mean? You can mold the story and still make it reality. And I just was really taken aback by that. I was disappointed by it, but I still watch the show because it's fun to watch, even though it's fake.
Well, it's supposed to do the same thing for Dancing with the Stars, allegedly.
Oh, really?
That they allegedly pick the people that they... Want to win. I mean, sorry, let me take it back. Not Dance with Stars, American Idol. That's what I meant.
Oh, American Idol's over. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that they supposedly picked people that they already knew that who they were going to pick to win, like, when the season started.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Whatevs. I don't know. That's the thing about reality TV, as they call it. You know, I don't know what shows are real, which ones aren't. And I think that I think most of them are somewhere in between. I don't think all of them are like completely fake, and I don't think they're all completely real. I think most of them are somewhere in between. Like, they create situations that they put the people in, or the women on the shows, or whatever show it is, and then they let that play out. But they guide, as I'm saying, they kind of guide where they want things to go.
That's exactly what happens, because Mona Scott Young actually said when she was being interviewed on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Because Charlamagne, which is a co-host on the radio show, he was like, well, you know, everyone says the show is fake and yada, yada, yada. He was like, well, you know, she was like, we create situations to where they may have to meet up with each other, and then we just let it unfold based on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, you know, she was like, oh, for example, you know, the producer wants you to meet up with this other person and film together based on an issue that you two may have. And then so they'll agree to meet up, and then whatever plays out on camera just plays out on camera. There is a little bit of slight tweaking
it's entertainment, but yeah. I just think there's a line you cross where it becomes completely a scripted show, basically.
Yeah. Speaking of reality TV, there is a show coming out here soon.
Yeah.
That's based in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of the gals on the show. Mm-hmm. And this past weekend, I was at an event. And I was doing my thing. And I happened to overhear one of the ladies that'll be on the show introduce herself to somebody. Uh-huh. And say, oh yeah, I'll be on a new reality show that'll be out on the Blank Network next year.
Okay.
She introduced herself as that.
Wow.
That made me kind of lose all respect for this human being at that
point.
Imagine me saying, hi, my name's Christian. I'm going to be on a new reality show that's going to come out on the Blank Network next year.
But that's I thought technically they couldn't say. I thought they were under confidentiality.
Yeah, it depends. But this is kind of known around town and various people that this has been going on. It's not a media source. It was a private conversation, but still. Don't you think that's tacky?
Yes, it's tacky, but most people who are going to choose to be, and no offense if you want to be in a reality show, but most people who are going to be on a reality show have some sense of tackiness about them. I mean, because listen, this is how I see it. My husband wants to be on a reality show. I'm like, I do not want to be on TV. Are you fucking kidding me? First of all the people who are on TV who are married get divorced. That's the first thing.
That is so true.
And secondly, I don't want everybody up in my business all the time. I'm a private person. I don't want people knowing all my shit all the time.
Because you know, when that shit happens, here come the bloggers.
Yes, and not only that, every fucking skeleton in your closet, everybody who ever hated you, everybody who ever knew you for 1 minute or whatever is coming out of the woodwork talking about you. I mean, I for me, I've been on the receiving end of that to some small degree when I started my show years ago, and I had all this hatred coming at me. But I mean, I don't want that. And so for me, I think if you're going to be in a reality show, you have to be willing to give up a lot of privacy, obviously, mm-hmm. but also a certain sense of dignity, a certain sense mm-hmm. of privacy. And I just don't think it's a good thing for most people's lives. I just don't. And so if you're going to be on there, I think most people who are on there are kind of tacky. Now, not every show is like that. I think there's some shows you can go on. Like, I think competition shows are respectable to some degree. But I think, like, just going on a reality show to be famous for being famous, to me, doesn't really do much for me. That's just
Well, let's see. It also kind of depends. Well, I was going to say it depends on the network, but that's not necessarily true.
No, it depends on the people, I think. It's chemistry, yeah. You know, all that shit. That matters most, but I don't know. I think I would not want to be in a reality show. Would you guys want to be in a reality show?
I wouldn't mind being a reality show.
What kind of show would you want to be on? Doing what?
I mean, I'm pretty open. I mean, but if they want to put me in some situation where like where I have to end up being, you know, real hood and ratchet, then I mean, I can do that.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I am not able. I know this may come as a surprise to a lot of people who listen to the show and listen, people who don't know me that well, but I am not able to be like all fake and like be like, oh, I'm all pretending to be one thing and I'm something else. And so,
I'm not saying that I would get on the reality show and be fake.
No, I'm saying you just said you wouldn't.
I would be myself.
No, you just said you wouldn't. I'm saying I agree. I wouldn't want to be on a show if I could be myself. I'd have to be myself the whole time. And that's probably not that entertaining. So it wouldn't make much of a good show.
But no, producers will find a way. No, but honestly, when it comes to stuff like that, producers will find a way. They will find someone that you probably
to pull
have
out
the
least about
chemistry
your
with
yeah.
or someone that you have an issue with and create controversy based on that. I mean, that's just what producers do.
I would be throwing down and throwing tables and hitting people and shit like that. And it's just not pretty. I don't want to look like that on TV. I'm sorry. I just
you
know myself.
That Girls Club are real.
But see, that makes good television.
It makes good TV, but it makes me look like a moron. And I don't want that unless you pay me millions of dollars a year and they don't get
you know
paid
what?
Shit.
I told myself, I know what with Bad Girls Club coming out, I always told myself if they had a male version of like Bad Boys Club or something like that, and they happened to cast me on some shit like that, y'all would see the worst side of me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, seriously.
Because like, I'm thinking about like thinking like Atlanta or something. And so let's say if I were a cast member in Atlanta or a woman or if they were all men or whatever, and I were on there and somebody like NeNe Leakes was on there. I like NeNe to some degree, okay? But that bitch got on my last nerve and I would have fucking wrecked that bitch, okay? She pissed me off. And so it wasn't just her. And Kenya, I'm going to rip that. Oh my God, that bitch.
I don't like Kenya.
So my point is that these people enrage me this much watching them on TV. In person, I would be so fucking ratchet, as you put it. So no.
So you would have been the one. You and Kenya would have been all over the.
I would have been. I would have been Porsche pulling her hair and shit like that. I would have been all. Yeah, I would have been.
So you would have pulled a Porsche.
Yeah, I would have pulled a Porsche. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but I just think reality TV brings out the worst in most people, and that's because it is entertaining. It's like. Somebody actually said, I heard a quote a long time ago, that it's basically the gladiators of our day. And so we get to see these people fight each other and the worst of people's lives all the time because for our entertainment and kill each other to some degree. And so
people want that too.
I know that. And people crave
are
it.
Chasing
I
that.
Agree with you. I just think it's sad.
I mean, but I wouldn't mind doing reality TV. It would just have to be based on what it would be about.
Yet I watch it though,
or the type of what they're trying to aim for.
Right.
Oh, speaking of reality TV, I watched a snippet of the Jacksons reality.
How was that?
it was okay. It kind of reminded me more of like a mini docuseries type thing, more than a reality show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like they were just talking about how they want to keep the legacy going and stuff like that. As soon as they said that, I lost interest. But
so they want to be musicians then.
Well, they try to do different things. Some of them are entrepreneurs. Some of them want to be, you know, are musicians. Some people, you know, some of them are just.
What
you
does
know,
Your Majesty want to be?
Socialite. I don't know. I didn't even watch. I didn't watch long enough.
I just wanted to say Your Majesty again.
But I mean, they all have different goals, but their main thing is to keep the Jackson legacy going. I was like, oh, you lost me on that. Time to change channel.
Not interested.
And then also, I watched I actually watched an entire episode of Transcendence.
Was that good?
I like the show, but it kind of reminds me of RuPaul Drag Race meets Atlanta Housewives.
That sounds
okay.
A mess.
I can get that, into
well,
that.
To me, that reminds me of, because I mean, the first episode that I watched, it was good, but then I watched a snippet to the second one. They were just like, "Bitch, don't tell me what to." I said, "Oh, this ain't but another version of Housewives." Just,
that's all they are. That's all
they don't tell me what to do. I'll speak. And she's like, "Don't speak unless
I'm a grown ass woman." Mm.
And you know, they were like, "You know, don't speak unless you're spoken to." And bitch, don't tell me what
don't
to do.
Don't come for me unless I come for you.
Yeah, and that's so. I mean, pretty much they were being nice and nasty. They were, and then they'll meet up and they'd be like, "Hey, girl," and then a few seconds later they're like, "Bitch, please." So it's like.
Can you imagine if we in reality, in the real world, acted like these people on these shows all the time? Every time somebody pissed us off, talked bad about us, or, you know, looked at us the wrong way, it's just always on, like Donkey Kong all the time.
I will say that they are beautiful women. I will say that.
Sure, yeah.
But as far as what path they're going down, as far as, you know, the producers are trying to take this and that type of thing, mm-hmm. It just reminds me of RuPaul's Drag Race meets The Housewives.
That sounds a mess to me.
And I watched an episode, and I, like I said, I would. I watched it. Would I watch it again? No. Mm-hmm. But I try to give it at least one full episode. So we'll see what happens with the show.
You guys recommended the other show. I'm not watching that either. Then.
Well, no, that was something. Well, was something that Christian recommended.
That's true. I'll check out Transcendence.
You guys blame on me.
But you did. You were talking about it. I was like, I'll watch it.
It's an entertaining show.
But it's kind of ratchet, though.
Yes. Go ahead, Forbes.
Before we leave for the night, mm-hmm. Today it was announced that Caitlyn Jenner is going on a national speaking tour.
Oh, is she coming to Dallas?
She's not coming to Dallas, but
I'm not surprised.
Tickets start at $80.
What?
And they
you lost me on that.
I ain't gotta pay $80 to see her.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, this is the kicker. Uh-huh. And the orchestra seats are $550.
Girl, please.
What is she gonna say that we haven't already heard in I Am Kate?
Girl, bye.
Please. I don't think so.
I just thought I'd let you guys know that those tickets will be on sale.
So basically, you have to be Taylor Swift, who was recently named the world's highest paid musician, reportedly making $1 million a day to afford to go to see Caitlyn Jenner. Okay.
I would want to see Caitlyn
selling out.
Listen to me. I would want to see
stadiums of 50,000 people. Go on. Go ahead, sir.
I would not want to see Caitlyn Jenner with tickets being $80. Why would I want to pay $5?
I wouldn't pay anything to see Caitlyn Jenner personally.
Yeah, it would have to be a free event.
I would go see her if she were speaking somewhere for free, but otherwise,
or maybe if it was $20 or less.
And basically, only out of curiosity, not because I'm just like all that enthralled by her.
No,
you know, whatever, bitch. Okay. What? Go ahead. One more thing you want to say? Go ahead, Christian.
I didn't have anything.
I thought you were about to say something. I'm sorry. I was gonna say.
Oh no, I know, but I know he was saying that Taylor Swift. Well, one of you said that Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was just saying. If of course it makes sense that she makes $1 million a day. Mm-hmm. She every night she does a stadium concert in a 50,000
right
seat a stadium, and she's the only artist that can sell out stadiums. So of course,
what would you do she's for $1 million a day? What would you do with $1 million?
She is in the peak of her career. So
$1 million,
yeah, and then still doesn't stream music, and people she still buy the name.
She was performing in Arlington.
She streams music.
Saturday.
I listen to her music all the time on streaming. So she still streams music. Just not on Spotify.
On what?
It's not on Spotify Apple though, but music. It's on everything else.
Apple Music.
Oh well, but, yeah, I have it on Apple. Yeah, I have Apple Music too.
Yeah, but she, but that's she the performed only here this past weekend.
She, yeah, I know. And some of my friends took their daughter to see her. I like Taylor Swift. I'm not one of those people who's embarrassed to say I don't like her, because I do like her. Or I do really like her music. But I'm not somebody who would pay to go see her. I don't care about her.
See,
that
that's why. I said the same thing to someone else.
Yeah,
I said I like Taylor Swift, but and I don't have anything against Taylor Swift whatsoever. She has some cute songs, but I don't mm-hmm. think I would pay to go see her, because I mean, there are some people. I had some neighbors who went to go. And they paid $270 for a ticket.
Well, that's okay. If it's somebody you love, like for Madonna, Madonna, I pay $800. So,
yeah, if it's somebody you love, but
somebody you're just like lukewarm about, no.
No.
Maybe Taylor, somebody gave me free tickets, I would go see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I like Taylor, but a big stadium like that. It looks like you're watching the concert from Mars.
I know.
The stadium is so damn big.
Well, they have the big screens, but you might as well just see her on TV then.
But I might as well watch on YouTube. Yeah, I mean,
it's true. Oh, we're talking about the stadium.
What?
Yeah.
I was in that list, so we're talking about the AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
What yeah, about
but
it?
But she's touring all the stadiums, so, you know, everyone kind of understands. I have one day when we have more time, because we have to go, I'll share a Taylor Swift story with you guys. It's kind of long, but...
Okay, that sounds good. Remind me. That's pretty much all for tonight, guys. We just kind of had, like, a chat fest today. So, coming back next week, we'll talk more about whatever. But we, if you want to find out more about us, you can go to gayxyz.com, and you can find out more about Christian and Jason and myself, Donovan, there. Christian's website is...
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and other social media outlets at Christian Craven, just like your religion.
You know, I pop my head the whole time you're saying that, back and forth. I do. What about you, Jason? Where can you find you?
You can follow me on Twitter. It is Jason B Like, which is Jason underscore B B E underscore Like.
And me, I'm Donovan. You can find me on offlimitshow.com. You can find me at offlimitshow on Facebook and Twitter. Also on Spreaker. Also on gay something else. I don't know. Pride FM. Yes. And Gay Mass Show and several other fucking shows. So you'll find me somewhere. Just look for me. So thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back next Tuesday at 9 Central. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Good night.
Bye.
Okay.